When Gentiles become observant of the seven universal commandments, or Noahide commandments, from the Torah, one of the first things they want to know is what holidays they are allowed to observe. First of all, celebrating secular activities and commemorating historical events are permissible. One example is the Independence Day of your own country, such as the 4th of July in the United States. You can also participate in days which are set aside by your nation for remembering to praise and give thanks to the one true God, such as Thanksgiving and the National Day of Prayer in the United States. Observers of the Noahide Commandments may participate in the celebration of certain Jewish holidays, such as Shavuos, which celebrates the Jewish covenant of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, since the other nations also received their Seven Commandments through Moses at Mount Sinai. They may also participate in the celebration of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year and Day of Judgment. Since all mankind is judged by God on that day, it is recognized by Noahides as well as Jews. Rosh Hashanah is also the day that Adam and Chava, the first people, were created by God. And all mankind is descended from them, just as it is from Noah and his wife Naamah. However, a Noahide celebrates these Jewish holidays not as a formal religious observance in the way that it is commanded to Jews. On the other hand, a Noahide is not allowed to create a new holiday that has religious significance and claim it as part of his own religion, even if the religion is an observance of the seven Noahide laws. For example, it would be forbidden to make a holiday celebrating the subsiding of the waters of the flood of Noah, or anything like that, since such an observance is not mentioned in the Torah.